USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election Saturday as results are still being disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden said he is, quote, honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and Vice President-elect Harris, referring to his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. President Trump responded in a statement saying, quote, we all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. He added, quote, legal votes decide who is president, not the news media. The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are still being contested by the Trump campaign or are so close that they have not been called as of Saturday. Georgia is headed for a recount. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania, and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris addressed the nation Saturday night after claiming victory in the 2020 presidential election. Harris told supporters that now was the time to start working for the nation.
The essential work to save lives and beat this epidemic, to rebuild our economy so it works for working people, to root out systemic racism in our justice system and society, to combat the climate crisis, to unite our country and heal the soul of our nation.
President Trump is challenging the vote in multiple states, most recently filing a lawsuit in Arizona over improperly disqualified ballots. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Senator Lindsey Graham said Saturday that his committee would look into all credible allegations of voting irregularities and misconduct. Graham made the announcement after receiving a sworn affidavit from a postal worker in Pennsylvania, alleging his supervisor told workers to backdate ballots to make it look like they arrived on time to be counted. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The European Union has hit Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko with a new round of sanctions for his crackdown on protesters following a disputed election back in August. The sanctions placed on Lukashenko and his son Viktor restricts their travel within the EU and freezes their assets. Protests erupted in August after Lukashenko won a disputed re-election with 80% of the vote. The EU says that election appears to have been rigged. More than 15,000 protesters have been arrested as part of a crackdown that has turned violent. Weatherman Al Roker shares a recent diagnosis. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
NBC weatherman Al Roker on the Today Show Friday revealed he has cancer.
Turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. And good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive, so I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this.
The 66-year-old wanted to bring to light 1 in 7 African-American men and 1 in 9 men overall will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So go get tested. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
Top 25 action on Saturday, number 4, Notre Dame knocked off number 1, Clemson, 47-41. Clemson was without star quarterback Trevor Lawrence, who tested positive for COVID last week. Number 3, Ohio State topped Rutgers, 49-27. Number 6, Cincinnati ran away from Houston, 38-10. Number 8, Florida took down rival number 5, Georgia, 44-28. Number 7, Texas A&M pounded South Carolina, 48-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.